USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A moderate Republican in the U.S. Senate says she's found Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments on impeaching President Trump disturbing. McConnell has said that he's acting in total coordination with the White House to set up a trial to determine if President Trump should be removed from office. Lisa Murkowski says,
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
Murkowski saying she's willing to take criticism from her party for being impartial during an impeachment hearing. Israel retaliates. Rockets were fired into Israel earlier today, and now, hours later, Israel has launched a series of strikes against Hamas in Gaza. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The rector of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris now says that church may be gone for good. Monsignor Patrick Chauvet says the odds of the church reopening again in the future after last spring's devastating fire are only at about 50%. The church, over 800 years old, over $1 billion has been raised to restore it after that fire. The holiday season seeing online sales shoot through the roof. MasterCard crunching the numbers, finding a jump of nearly 19% from last year. From November 1st to December 24th, online shopping made up about 15% of all retail sales. As Christmases go, the past few days have not been terribly bad for travelers, including flyers like this woman at Chicago's O'Hare, who was delayed, but says they're going to get through it.
Nothing's going to stop us from getting to Jamaica. We'll have to fly it ourselves. We'll get there.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
In Boston, a woman and two young children found unconscious on a sidewalk below a parking garage. The two children believed to be under the age of five. The three were pronounced dead at a hospital a short time after a passerby made the discovery. Police are not speculating about what led to their deaths. However, at the top of the parking garage, police had taped off a black SUV as part of the investigation. Two Chicago kids are receiving praise after fighting off a thief who tried to steal their dad's car. The kids were still inside the running vehicle when their dad left them to get Domino's on Sunday. A carjacker got in and took off with the kids inside. 16-year-old Emma Merstab started choking the thief, who was driving the car, while her 9-year-old brother struck him on the head repeatedly with an iPad. The man stealing the car got scared and abandoned the kids in the vehicle. The children weren't injured during the incident, and police believe they now have the culprit in custody. And for the first time ever, women outnumber men in America's medical schools. A report from the Association of the American Medical Colleges shows that for a little more than 50% of students are women, while just over 49% are men. It'll take a while, though, for women to play catch-up when it comes to medical ranks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.